That's fucking wicked, mate. Let's roll.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstyle.
Yes!
DJ Newstyle.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ Newstyle Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. No. Holy shit. Welcome everybody to the DJ Newstyle Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The kind you do with your ears, not the place you go to. We got a lot to get to tonight. Before I get to any of that nonsense, any of that garbage, a little band from Germany that you all know and love and respect. You guessed it. Rammstein!
Wollt ihr erlaubt uns gar hinuntergehen?
I could sing it all goddamn day. Let me just fade it out immediately. Germ, how are you? Are you even there, Germ?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
What's fabulous.
Got you, as we do every single week. You still have? Yeah, my bad. You know, it's just a technical glitch wonderland tonight. That's
right.
What it is. Absolute mess of technology and lack of knowledge and lack of settings and everything else. It's just a big lack. Welcome to the DJ Newstyle Show, the most lacking internet radio show on the internet ever. Germ, how you feeling?
It's good to see you on Hear You Talk or Hear Us Talk.
It actually would be hearustalk.com. We can't see you for some reason. I noticed I'm seeing a chair. I see some kind of mini office. I don't really know. We're looking at hearustalk.com. We have the video feeds there. Just click on video. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you're not seeing it. So pretty much kick rocks. Germ, it's stressful, you know, trying to do a lot of shit before the show. Get a lot of stuff done. Do some stuff. You do stuff. I do stuff.
Right.
You just hold your head and scream at times because it's so frustrating. I do the same. Sometimes it's all just really tough to deal with.
Well, you do your best. Okay.
I do. I try my best, Drew. Because sometimes you can't make it on your own.
I can't.
This is a lot of stress going on lately. Whether it's, you know, my daily commute to work and maybe the possibility of a tree falling through my entire car because I drive on all the back roads and they're all like 150-year-old trees with limbs that are like 3 feet around just hanging over the complete width of the road going to the other side. It looks like one gust of wind could end my life. That's what it looks like. It's the stress I deal with on a daily basis. This long drive that I already hate. Could turn deadly, Germ. Could turn absolutely deadly.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but then again, what do you know about stress and work?
No, I know nothing about stress.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
You are a rock, Germ, when it comes to stress.
I'm fucking silly putty is what I am.
Silly putty?
Silly. Cannot handle stress.
Yeah. Malleable. Just awful. What's going on? What's got you today? You do seem, seem a little off.
Well, you know, I have a computer here, and it's running very, very slow. It's aggravating me. Somebody was supposed to come here and fix it, but they didn't fix it correctly.
Wait, who's that?
DJ New Style.
You can say me. You can just say you look at you. Me and fucking say
I asked you to clean it out, and you didn't clean it out.
What else did I do? How else did I fuck you over and ruin your day?
Today, you mean, or in general?
In general, by not doing things. Apparently, there's a lot of stuff I didn't do in my one trip to your house.
My computer's running very slow, and I'm pissed off about it. And whatever, dude. You know, I was nice enough to have you come here and fix it for me, and I told you to clean it out, and you didn't clean it out properly.
You didn't tell me to clean it. This is what you did, Jerm. I cleaned the computer. I put new memory in it. I helped you set up your external hard drives.
I put new memory in there.
Whatever. I taught you how to do it. You putting memory in a computer before even knowing how to do it would just be hilarious and disastrous. You'd damage everything. But I did a lot for you. I fixed your laptop. I did a ton of stuff. At the very end, you're like, Can you clean out the computer? I mean, is that something you know how to do? I mean, you wouldn't know how to do that, right? You wouldn't know how. Like, so that I'm going to be compelled to prove what I know and say, well, of course I do. How dare you imply? No, I said, yeah, you know, I don't really, I'm not too good with that stuff. Look at the watch. It's midnight. I live an hour away, dude, and it's a weekday. I have to work
the next
day. You're
the one who had to fucking go down memory lane. Your old fucking height, your goddamn college.
I passed by it. It's on the way.
I mean, no, that was not necessary.
Yes, it was necessary. Jerm, every now and then, tell me you've never driven someplace that you haven't been to in a very long time, a place that meant a lot to you. Perhaps an old house you lived in. Maybe you went to Colonia to see somebody who's in here right now, the kid from Colonia. He's on the Heroes Talk Ustream chat room as well. You've never gone someplace just to reminisce or?
I have. Like when I moved out of my house, when I moved out of my old house to the current house I'm in, I went back to the old house a number of times because I missed it.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there and park and watch the house.
Would you ever try to get to know the family that moved in?
No.
Bring them cookies. Just so they have to let you in again one more time?
No, it wasn't that bad. But, you know, when you knew you were on a time schedule, there was really not necessary for you to go all the way down Route 1 to New Brunswick to look through the thing, the Douglas campus.
Did I get there on time? Did I get there on time?
Whatever.
Did I complete what I said I would complete?
Yes, you did.
Yes! Now, why am I getting shit for not clearing out your computer, which you could easily do, or call the fucking Geek Squad? Get a goddamn Geek Squad guy down there in his fucking tie and his faggot little car. I'm really on edge, and I apologize for the language. I really do. Not that
What's
I normally
wrong?
Do. I'm on edge, Jerm. I'm on edge. I mean, it's, you know, you have these things, too. Just little things happen to you and just set you off. You know what it's like, dude. Just, you know, same type of shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I fell asleep while driving again, dude. It's just a mess.
You know, every fucking week we got to hear about you falling asleep driving already.
Well,
I cured it. At what point?
I cured it.
Crash already, for Christ's sake, number one. Or number two, hire a goddamn driver. I'm sick and tired of hearing you talking about you falling asleep driving. Enough already, dude.
I've been getting coffee every single night now. So it's all good. It's all good. Coffee every night, dude. Cures me right up. What the? And you know what? You come at me like I'm some kind of asshole. You have problems every fucking day, don't you? A new thing happens to you every single day because you have to travel all over. What was the last thing, Jerm? What was the last thing they got you?
Well, I accidentally stepped on something.
Okay, so now you're really scared of germs and filth, so you probably stepped on, like, shit or something while you're looking at a house.
No, I stepped on a used cum-filled condom.
Okay, can you set the scene, please? Can you describe this?
Because I don't want to say exactly what I do, but I was at I had to do some type of an inspection of a house in Newark, New Jersey, 4th Avenue off of MacArthur Highway.
Jesus, you really pinpoint the location.
Well, in case somebody wants to prove it.
Okay.
I had to go down an alleyway of two buildings. Lo and behold, I feel something underneath my foot that's staying attached to my foot as I walk. And I walk a little further, pick up back of my shoe, and it's a used prophylactic, a used condom. I stepped on a used cum-filled condom.
So this is obviously traumatic for you.
A hot flash came upon me. I was buckling at the knees. I almost fell. I
went face first into it. To your cheek.
I was very, very, I was almost going to have a panic attack right there. I mean, that's very, very traumatic. I mean, to step on something of that nature, step on something that, you know, is can contain lots of different stuff.
I like to call it the fruit of bum romance, because it's got to be two homeless people. Just at least they're concerned about the STD epidemic. At least they're doing it safe. If you're going to have sex near a dumpster in an alley, you know, do it safe. Use something, roll one on, basically.
Right.
But, germ, you know, it's concealed, obviously. It's within the rubber, you know. There's no germs on it, really. It's gross, but...
Listen to me.
What?
It's not all consumed within the rubber, because when you take the rubber off, some of it could spill out. Some of it spills out. I can see the gookiness, dude.
The gookiness?
Yeah.
Really? I thought you said Newark. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
I said the gookiness.
Okay, never mind. I thought you were talking. Now I'm on the same page.
So I'm in a dilemma, dude. I'm in a dilemma.
You're in a dilemma.
I'm in the middle of Newark, New Jersey, with a condom stuck to the bottom of my shoe. I'm in a friggin' dilemma. What do I do? What do I do in a situation like that?
Well, I mean, if I stepped on a condom, I'd be grossed out. I'm not gonna lie. Completely disgusting. But you know, then again, it's the same thing with dog shit. You just, like, what would you do if you stepped in dog shit? You just, you know, try to kick it off or whatever, stomp your foot and just get back to your business. Hop in the car and be like, you know, oh, Jesus, I got to watch where I step next time.
Right, right, right.
Be more concerned about next time. I mean, that's the reasonable thing to do. What did you do?
Well, the shoes I've had on are a nice pair of black Rockport shoes.
Thick soles?
Thick soles, extra protection.
Okay, so obviously you had nothing to worry about.
I had no fear that the fluids were going to seep into the bottom of my soul, if you will. I'm at a dilemma. I don't know what to do at this point in time, so I had to make a choice. You know, I had to make a choice, and I realized that if it was going to be either me or the shoe... So I slipped off. Well, I walked first. I walked to as close to my car as possible. Okay. I walked up to my car door. My car door, the driver's side door, when you open it, was the curb. So I walked up to the curb. I slid my foot out of my shoe so that it would go against the bottom, the back of the curb. So when I take it off, I could just put pressure at the curb part and take it off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand completely what you're saying.
Sort of like when you wipe dog shit off a curb, you scrape it off the top of the curb there.
Yeah, we get it. So you're in your car now, and your foot's on the curb.
No, I'm not in my car. Oh, I'm out of my car.
So you're
the whole point is I didn't want to bring the fluids into my car with me.
Oh, so you were cleaning? You were cleaning the shoe to try so you could go in the car.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Explain.
I wasn't cleaning the shoe. I was leaving the shoe.
You left the shoe?
Listen, New Style. This is, you know, you think it's a joke and you laugh and everybody's probably having a good old fucking time, but it was kind of traumatic. I mean, I took the shoe off and I had to leave it there, dude.
Well,
I had to leave my shoe on the curb.
Interesting. Hold on 1 second. A little bit of action on the phone lines here. Crazy. Unexpected.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style show with Germ the Cum Stepper. Who's this?
Oh, it's VA Messenger. What's up?
VA Messenger, you know, securing his streak.
VA Messenger, I had the pleasure of meeting VA Messenger Saturday night. Very nice guy. Very well-dressed. Very dapper suit. Very, very nice person. I enjoyed meeting you.
Very nice. Sorry I couldn't be there, though, Mr. Messenger. I apologize.
Yes, we missed you. By the way, Jeremy, do you realize that I don't wash my hands?
Excuse me?
You shook my hand, and I very rarely wash my hands.
What do you mean by that? You mean like
he's from Virginia too, dude?
Originally, he's from Tennessee. Actually,
well, he fucking loves Virginia. Let's just get that out of the way.
Yes,
he doesn't wash his hands. He probably pees in a hole in the ground that's got a shed built around it. Jerm, I'm just saying, man, his hand is probably gross.
Jerm, I deal with gasoline products all day, and I eat sandwiches after dealing with gasoline contaminated soils. And I believe I took went to the restroom before I saw you, and I shook your hand.
Oh, so he went in the danger zone, as you call it, the public restroom, took care of business, didn't even wash his hands after a nice day of working oil. And then he shook your hand. You stuck your hand out. That's how much you like this guy. And he's such an asshole that he doesn't even think, hey, I didn't wash my hands. This guy hates germs. I better not shake his hand. So you have piss, gas, and whatever else Virginia provides just by its shitty air.
And possum guts.
Well, no, I didn't urinate on my hands.
Did you say possum guts, germ?
Yeah, yeah.
I know how to urinate. I don't urinate on my hands.
That's good.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Messenger, and this is not to be gay or anything, but do you hold your penis when you urinate?
Of course.
You do?
Yes, of course. Okay.
See, sometimes I don't. I just fucking unzip, and I wherever it goes, I don't care because I'm in a public, you know, bathroom.
So you hover over it, you mean?
So basically, all I've come into contact with is a zipper. Just kind of fish it out and let it go.
So what do you do? You hover over the toilet? Is that what you do?
Maybe I lean a little bit, but by and large, as long as I don't get it on myself, I don't care.
Well, how do you do the shake?
You just fucking, you can move your body, or you know, move the pace.
What are you doing, a fucking dance? What do you mean you move your body? What the hell does that mean?
You gotta have rhythm. Anyway, VA Messenger, please continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I hold my penis when I shake.
Yeah, okay. He touches his dick. Who cares?
Now,
it's clean, I showered.
Yeah, so Germ, you touched his dick, some piss, some fucking, probably a dead animal he gutted, like, a couple days before he put his suit on, some gasoline, some fucking soil that has probably had oil leached into it.
You know, I didn't want to say anything, but my hand was a little bit itchy after I shook his hand.
And that's before you knew anything. Now you have a preconceived notion of him just being dirty.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Messenger, good work. I did the same thing. The first time I met Germ, I guarantee you I picked my nose on the way down. And he offered his hand like a nice guy. I'm not going to refuse a handshake.
I met Jerem at the party. He was very cordial. I enjoyed meeting him. And, I shook his hand right away. And he had no problem shaking my hand.
No, he's a gentleman. He's nice.
Yes, he is. But he did not know that I just urinated very shortly before that.
I got to say, that's like telling somebody, dude, while you're passed out, I completely stuck it in you. No, you had no idea, though. That's the best part. I pulled your pants down, stuck it in, and then, I dressed you up as best I could. But, bro, it was hilarious. You completely snuck one over on him. You knew he didn't like that. You knew you don't wash your hands. I mean, you have the Virginia license, you know, driver's license. That means you don't wash your hands. So,
but let me ask you, Jerm, did I look handsome in my suit?
You know what? He looked very, very handsome, very dapper, probably one of the best-dressed people there.
Well, and I guess it's a good thing you've touched his cock by proxy now that you're giving him all these fucking compliments.
Well, I have to be honest. I can be honest, can't I?
Yeah, well, thank you very much, VA Messenger. Extending the streak, much like, DiMaggio, except he actually, fucked models and, earned money and played ball. But yeah, just continue to call in. Keep it going.
I enjoyed having my penis touch your hand. That was fantastic.
Wow.
Anything I could do to help you out, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, buddy. So Germ, VA Messenger, nice guy. He's gonna keep the street going. Keep the street going. Maybe he can, you know, since he's not scared of touching dirty stuff, he can go back to Newark and try to find your shoe, Germ.
Right.
You just left the shoe there.
Let me tell you a little bit about this shoe. This shoe's been with me a while. I purchased it about 2 years ago at the Woodbridge Center Mall. I remember walking up to the shoe store and my eyes and the shoelaces on it just met, and I picked it up. I felt it. I caressed it.
Wait, Jeremy, it sounds like you're kind of like broken up about this.
Listen, it was a part of my life for 2 years, dude. It was a part of me. It was a part of me for 2 years. Listen, think about it. Your clothing is an extension of you, isn't it? Aren't you?
Are you sad?
Well, it's a little sad. I mean, it's like I'm leaving a piece of me behind.
It is a little sad. It is.
And I left it there, got my car, hopped in my car, actually, because I only had one shoe on. And,
Wait, so you hopped one-footed? How far away was your car?
It was only a few feet.
Excuse me. A few
feet. Are you playing music?
Perhaps.
Because I can't hear a goddamn thing.
Just don't even worry about it. So you hopped over like a goddamn wounded animal to
right.
your car, and you're not worried that you put your socked foot on a pedal? You put
my
your sock
foot.
Your foot has a sock on it.
It was my left foot.
Oh, okay. So you just put it where your normally contaminated shoe just rests.
Yeah, on the little rest stopper over there.
Yeah, your sock was on the bare contamination
well,
of the foot.
Whatever. What can I do?
And why didn't you leave the other one? What are you gonna do with one? What are you gonna do with one shoe?
Well, in case another one wears that, I can still have an extra one.
For what? What are you? Are you planning on getting an amputation soon?
Dude, why would I get rid of? Why would I go home with no shoes when I can have one shoe?
I think it's better to say that that you lost both shoes and just to come back with one.
Whatever. So I start my car, start the ignition, and I started driving off, and I gotta tell you, I looked through that rearview mirror, I saw that lonely shoe just sitting on the curb, and I felt bad. I felt really bad. And I'll
take with me the laces. I remember when I saw you at the Woodbridge Mall. Put you on the sizer. It's fucking gay. You're like, seriously, Jerm. You're sentimental about leaving a shoe behind, like a soldier that just had one of his buddies killed.
Right, right. So I'm driving away, and I see, looking through the rearview mirror, and it was a sad thing. I mean, you close your extension. The shoe was still warm from me.
Your heat was on that shoe.
My heat was on that shoe.
And that shoe had jizz on it. So since it's an extension of you, your hand
right.
has VA Messenger's dick on it. Your shoe
right.
has some black homeless guy's cum on it.
Right.
There's a lot of gayness going on. I think
right,
it's best
right.
that you left it behind.
Right, right, right.
It really
and
is.
And
I
drove around the block, and I went back to see if it was still there, and it was still there. It was like it was waiting for me to come back and get it.
You think it was like looking at you, longing? And
it was. Every
saying,
time I looked through the rearview mirror, it was looking back at me.
Hmm.
And that's it. I drove away, and it's gone forever.
Just terrible, Jerm. Just terrible. It's sad. It is a little sad. Did you tear up a little bit?
I did tear up a little bit. I mean, think about it. You have a piece of you that you've had for a couple of years, and you leave it, and you get rid of it, and you never see it again. It's a sad situation, you know?
Did you already plan a replacement, or do you need to come to terms with your loss first?
No, I got a replacement already.
Oh, right away? You heartless son of a bitch.
Well, what can I do? I wasn't going to stay 1 foot with no shoe on for the rest of my life.
It's just... I remember when I put this on. I wore it. Just fucking awful. Scattered laces. Once in a box I've left behind. Just, Germ, it's kind of, I understand being a little upset. Hey, it sucks. I have to leave that shoe behind. But, you know, you're taking the shoe. You just scraped it off. Left it behind. Like, would you do that to a child? Like, would you do that to your 2-year-old? I mean, that's a part of your life for 2 years. What if your 2-year-old was dropped on some, or sauntered over some kind of a used condom? Would you just leave them in Newark to fend for themselves?
Well, what kind of ridiculous question is that?
I mean, it's the same goddamn thing. You leave that 2-year-old in Newark to fend for itself, it's going to be in some trouble. I bet your shoe right now is on a fucking power line. You don't even care about that fucking shoe.
Dude, what am I going to do? It got hurt in the line of duty, and I didn't have the wherewithal to take it with me. So I had to leave. Sort of like a wounded soldier. A wounded soldier during the Civil War.
I didn't have the ability.
Listen to me. During the Civil War, or something, a Revolutionary War, a wounded soldier, they just leave it on the field. Leave him on the field. Well, sort of like the same thing. I have a wounded shoe, so I leave it on the field.
But after the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, they went back and they created graves for these people. Are you going to go back and pick up that shoe?
No,
are you?
I'm not. No. It's done and over with. Don't make me feel worse than I already do.
Are you going to go back and try to look for it just to see if it's still there, maybe?
Well, I'm sure eventually I will.
You need some closure?
I want to see if it's still waiting for me to come back.
So now what? Now you left the one shoe.
Yeah.
This is kind of like when you have to decide which twin lives when you have conjoined twins. You have Siamese twins. Which one lives? You know, which one do you pick? You obviously pick the one without jizz on it. But Germ, what are you doing with this other shoe? Where is the shoe gonna go?
The surviving shoe?
Yeah, the surviving shoe, the one that you chose to not abandon.
It's in my garage. It's in my garage.
What do you like? Why are you keeping it?
Well, say I have a pair of shoes and only one of them one shoe wears out. So I'll have another pair of shoes.
Okay. So do you just save things just in case, you know, something might go wrong?
No, I'm talking about if I have to do something around the house, you know, I'll have a shoe to work around the house in. I'm not gonna wear them out. I'm not gonna wear two different shoes out in public.
Yeah, but you only have one, Jerm. So I mean, how long are you gonna hold on to this thing waiting for another shoe to wear out?
I don't have a specific time period set up.
You don't know? I mean, do you generally hold on to things for like a year,
two years
maybe?
You're
not a hoarder?
I'm not a hoarder.
Sounds to me like you are. You're willing to hold on to a single shoe. How long? How long are you going to hold on to this?
I don't put a time frame on it. Whenever the mood strikes me, I'll get rid of it.
Would you wear a sock if I saw you in Newark? Would you hop to your car? Fucking miserable, dude. If I saw you in Newark. God, Germ, it's just so sad. You're going to hold on to that goddamn thing for 2 years. It's going to be in your garage. It's going to be collecting dust for 2 years. And you're going to wonder why you kept it when you finally do, you know, throw it out.
Right.
I hope you accidentally got rid of the wrong one. Or that you stepped on it with both feet and you only noticed it on one. Doesn't that bug you?
Well, that could happen.
How did you notice that
you... Do you look down when you walk?
I generally check my footing. Every now and then. Like, I plan my route when I walk.
No, I'm saying to see if you're going to step on something that's not nice.
That's not nice. What, like a malevolent child? Something that's impolite?
Whatever.
Didn't say thank you?
Listen to me.
I told you I planned.
Keep your goddamn mouth shut for a second, for Christ's sake.
Let somebody
fucking get a word in edgewise.
Please do. Edgewise.
When you walk, do you look straight ahead or do you look down?
I plan my route. I know where I'm going to be stepping, so I know that there'll be nothing there. Like, I know I won't be stepping on fucking rubbers. And I occasionally do look down as I step. What do? You just, you know, cement your head straight at, you know, straight out, look, don't bother looking down. For somebody who's scared and willing to leave their only foot protection behind and hop to their car, I would start looking down, Jerm.
Did I say I didn't look down?
Did you? I mean, so you looked down and said, oh, there's a condom. Let me step on it.
Not on that occasion, I didn't.
Yeah, well, look what it got you.
Yeah, whatever.
Look what it got to you. Look what it got you.
Well.
Dan and Cal, our buddy Dan Wright from Radio BBQ, RadioBBQ.net, which is now gone. Let's tip a little out. He says, if you had to step on one, Jerm, would you rather step on a used condom or use dental dam? You have to step on one.
I'd go for the dental dam because there's a more there's more of a chance that there'll be fluids on the condom because dental dam is just used for
analingus. You can use it on analingus as well.
Analingus, cunnilingus.
You said analingus.
Analingus.
Analingus. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see how many times we could say analingus like last week. Yeah, there could be some shit on it. There could be anything on that fucking dental dam. You have no idea.
Right.
You could mistake a dental dam for just a busted open condom, probably.
Probably.
Just awful.
Well, you can use a condom as a dental dam by just taking a scissors and slicing the a part of it and just stretching it out and using it as a dental dam.
God, the Ustreamer people are really, really sending in some funny shit. Would you rather lose your shoe or one of your sleep shirts?
All right, you know what? Enough with the sleep shirt. No matter what I wear, people are going to say I'm wearing a sleep shirt. A hint, hint, nudge, nudge, Dan and Cal, Barb, and yours, Ken. All you guys say is I wear sleep shirts. I'm tired of it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It kind of looks like it, but that's okay, Jerm. Jerm.
Whatever.
Just carry on. 'Cause I know Rockports don't belong here in Newark. Would you leave me there? God. Boom, boom. You just abandon all your shit. The minute it gets any kind of filth on it, Jerm, it's all over. All over. Absolutely. I don't know. I think there's one way we can alleviate some of the stress, Jerm. Some of the stress. Are you okay with getting rid of a little bit of stress today?
Yep.
You okay, dude?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What's wrong?
I'm fine. Just go, you know.
Lonely Shoe in Newark is checking in. It says, help me, please. I guess it's still alive, Jerm. Congratulations. It's dying a slow death. Gets a little jizz on it. Dying a slow death. Well, why don't we take a break? I got to take a piss. You probably have to, you know, find another shoe to leave, you know, to the savages. So why don't we do that right now? It's the DJ New Style Show. HearUsTalk.com. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Listen up, you lazy bitches. It's time for the Jerm Freak Radio. He's going to play some old fucking songs and fuck up the whole motherfucking thing. Enjoy.
Okay, is it okay now, Krabby?
Dude, I've got a lot of shit to get done.
Alright, dude, but...
Would you calm down and just do what you gotta do, for Christ's sakes?
I apologize. You ready?
Yes.
The following song has been used as an anthem for Arnold Schwarzenegger during a successful bid as governor of New York... The following song has been utilized by Arnold Schwarzenegger during his successful bid for governor as his anthem. It's been used at sporting events, other political rallies, protests, television commercials. This band was rated number 47. Oh, shit. All right. I'm not going to curse tonight because I'm not in the mood. I'm going to get this right. I'm not in the mood to act stupid. All right. The following song has been used as an anthem for Arnold Schwarzenegger's successful bid as governor of California. It's also been used in sporting events, political rallies, protests, and numerous television commercials throughout the years. This group was named...
Germ, what's going on with you?
Just chill out.
Hey, don't tell me to chill out, dude. All right, I got a lot going on. I got a lot going on.
Shut the fuck up.
I got a lot going on, goddammit.
You obviously got a crib. What? What's it? All right, give me 10 minutes. I'm working here, okay? Listen to me. I will be up there. Stop it!
Calm your kid down. For God's sakes, I don't need this today.
I'll be up there in a minute. Go. The following song has been used as an anthem in Arnold Schwarzenegger's successful bid for governor of California. It's been utilized in sporting events, political rallies, protests, and other television commercials. VH1 named this band... The following song was used as an anthem for Arnold Schwarzenegger's bit...
Germ, who's in there with you? Come on! Come on, dude! Jesus!
All right, we gotta do this one quick because my kid's waiting for me. The following song has been used as an anthem in an Arnold Schwarzenegger successful bid for governor. It's been used in sporting events, political rallies, protests, and television commercials. This song was rated number 47 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s. Is that a Twisted Sister pin on your uniform? It's Twisted Sister with We're Not Gonna Take It.
Just
New Style Show. Bitches. Bitches.
Oh, snap. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. We've got people spamming. It's awesome. I love it. Love it. I love it. That means I could just ignore that one and look at all the other rooms. Jerem, how are you? Good break?
Hey, what's going on?
Good break. Yeah. Still a little nervous, are you?
I'm not nervous at all.
No? I apologize. I was trying to make you a little bit more nervous. Trying to make you just a bit more nervous. I don't know, man. It's a stressful day. A little bit of a stressful day. Just a bit. Ooh, look, I can do this. Aw, isn't that too bad? That's too bad. LOL that, motherfucker. We can't see you, Jerem. Where are you? Because I know I'm on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. On the video feeds and in the chat rooms and every other goddamn thing that we have going on. It's fucking lovely, and I do love it. It's amazing. So, Jerem, I know that you had we've had some issues. We had some work-related stress. I've had some things going on with, like, cars, just in general. You know, there's always the fall asleep thing. There's that, me falling asleep while driving. God damn, I'm sorry. I'm so sexy, I can't even help it. Still, Jesus. But when you walk out of a place and you see, like, a minivan with a parent in it waiting for their children, how does that make you feel? You see somebody picking up their kids. Does that put you on guard a little bit? Do you feel nervous around that?
If I see them picking up their kids, what do you mean picking up their, leaving them there, you mean, or?
Waiting for the kids to come out.
Yeah.
Does that makes you a little nervous?
Could you rephrase the question again?
What I'm saying is, Jerem, I'll go out of Starbucks like I did today, and there will be a minivan waiting for kids to get in. And the parents are in such a fucking rush. They just want these kids to get in their fucking car, stop talking to their fucking friends, and they don't care. As soon as the fucking door shuts, they're stepping on the fucking gas. They don't even look. I almost got hit by a fucking minivan today in front of a goddamn Starbucks. The last place I want to fucking end my life is in front of a place where you go to get venti fucking cafe lattes or whatever the fuck it is. Venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, wet, or whatever the fuck it is. What is it again, Jerem?
Venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, no foam.
Oh, no foam. Okay, I apologize. That's the last place I want to get killed, by somebody who's in a fucking rush to get little Cindy to a fucking cheerleading practice. It's just, it's fucking terrible.
Well, everybody is in a rush these days.
Are you ever like that? Do you ever have to pick the kids up and you just, you know, you want to just get it done and move on to the next fucking thing?
Well, I'm very, when there's children, and I'm very overcautious in parking lots in general when I back up. Well, that's why I always back into a space, because this way when I leave the space, in case I have to escape in a hurry, I always back in. But it's also prevents me from having a fear of perhaps, I'd rather pull out from a space than pull back from a space, because there's a lot of cars going back and forth and shoppers and whatnot, and that gives me a better vantage point.
You can escape. You can make your escape out of there.
Right.
You back into a spot so you can fire right out.
I always back, even when it goes head-on parking only, I always back in.
See, now,
I even back into diagonal spaces.
Maybe, well, that's pretty tricky, Jerem, but maybe this whole need to do that, this whole worry, is due to our caffeine intake. I know it's pretty high. We talk about it every time. Solaire is saying that Starbucks should sponsor the show, because we practically piss and cum caffeine.
Does your piss smell like coffee?
Yes. Even when I'm not drinking it now, at this point, brew my own caffeinated piss.
My fucking piss reeks of fucking cappuccino or whatever the fuck.
Delicious,
I
drink. Delicious. Disgusting. I'd like one with room, please. Non-fat with room, grande. You know what? Fucking make it a venti. It's gonna be a long night. I've got to study. Got to do work. It really is awful. My piss changes colors, but it will always smell like coffee.
What else causes your pee pee to smell?
My what? Why are you talking like I'm your fucking, like I'm your son? By the way, your son's having a pretty big day today, correct?
Little Lukey is 4 years old today, and then we'll have a kiddie party for him on Saturday.
Really? So it's his birthday today.
Yes, it is. I've been playing Hot Wheels.
And he's 4 years old.
Yep.
Is he ever gonna move off that second floor, young Luca?
Never? Never gets old, this song.
It never will.
I have two daughters and one son.
And the son's name is Luca.
Luke.
Luca. But please don't ask him where his dad shoe was. Please don't ask him where his dad shoe was. Yeah, Jerm, I don't know. Lately, my piss has been transformed. It looks like the in the standard 8 crayon box, like the light green one. It really has that sort of a hue to it, and it's ever since I've been taking vitamins.
May I say something?
Yes.
One of the best smells in the world is that open Crayola box, fresh, brand new crayons.
I thought you were going to go a complete different direction and talk and say vitamin piss, and I'm so glad you didn't. But I agree. The crayon box that they give you, that little crayon box in like kindergarten, first grade, or what have you, that was a great smell. There are certain smells that are just incredible.
Right.
Yes.
Also, when I eat chicken salad, my pee smells like chicken salad.
I'm beginning to think you just don't digest anything anymore. Your urine and every other fluid that comes out of you is comprised of mayonnaise and fucking caffeine. It's just horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. You're going to start peeing out and just urinating beans. Individual coffee beans are going to fucking shoot out of your dick into the bowl.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, there's always the... someone's bringing up the asparagus pee.
I've never had that.
Have you ever had asparagus?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I've tasted it, but I don't... You know, it's a long time ago.
How old are you? I mean, seriously. You're not 8. You should be eating vegetables. You should know what the fuck asparagus tastes like.
I love vegetables.
But you said you don't know what asparagus is.
Well, I know what it is, dude. It's just that I haven't had it in so long that I can't recall if my urine stunk or not.
Then I'm going to say you don't love vegetables. Because it is, as any old, you know, 60-year-old would say, it's the Cadillac of vegetables. Everything's the Cadillac of. But it is, like, seriously one of the greatest vegetables ever. Sorry to keep you up there, buddy. Jesus, why are you yawning? You tired?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So the big four for Luke today. Did you do anything special for the birthday boy?
Well, I mean, we're having a kiddie party on Saturday. Today we just had the cake and the kids saying happy birthday and all that mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, all that. Do you enjoy when the kids have birthday parties?
It's a little stressful, a little hectic. It's a hectic thing when you have a kid party, especially when you have them out at these places. You know, it's a fucking production. When I was a kid, my birthday party was in the goddamn backyard in the fucking garage. Now you gotta have
in the garage.
It was in the fucking garage.
Here's a wrench. Go fucking knock yourself out.
My mother would sweep the goddamn garage, put a couple of streamers up, and there's my fucking birthday. And she'd give fucking hot dogs.
And that's how you spent your 22nd birthday.
That's and that's another story. But now it's you know, they have these
the mall. They go to the mall parties. They go to these little jewelry places. Yeah, they dance in the fucking mall.
My daughter went to a Build-A-Bear party. When does it end, for Christ's sake? You know, when do these things end?
I was going to pick up a Bluetooth keyboard for my iMac, which I'll show the Bluetooth keyboard right here on the cam on HeroesTalk.com. Not that it's any big fucking thing to see, but as I was picking it up, I crossed this one path. There's a big crowd of, like, what can only be described as parents watching these fucking, like, 6-year-olds doing, like, these fucking pop star dances in the middle of the fucking mall, completely cutting off the path to the fucking parking lot. They're doing these fucking things like it's a big to-do. I don't know what the fuck it is. Was it like a Libby Lou or some shit like that? Have you ever heard of these places?
Yes.
Have you ever been to one of these?
I've been to them, but all the names sound familiar, sound the same after a while, so I can't
keep track. Is there any, like, specific thing that disgusts you about, like, children?
Well, just like when they go to these jungle gyms or whatever the hell, the names are escaping me right now. There's a real popular one that's escaping me right now. But they have these balls.
Gymboree.
Is that it? I don't know.
Do I give a fuck?
Could you shut the fuck up? You ask me a fucking question, you fucking rattle on. Shut up for a second. They have this thing where you bounce into these fucking balls or something like that. Like it's like a big tent with fucking balls in it or something like that.
Yeah, big.
And
big
the
ball.
Amount of fucking germs that's got to be in those goddamn balls has got to be astronomical.
Oh, it's got to be like the mint dish at any diner.
Oh,
just
for Christ's
covered
sake.
With piss, fucking shit.
It's just
the worst. But I really would. I would put a ball pit in my house if I were.
They are fun.
Yeah, they are pretty fun. You've been in one?
I've never been in one, but they look fun.
They are pretty fun. I wouldn't do it now, Joe. You know, I'm not fucking 12, but you know, you have these ideas of like when you're 12, when you have your own house, I'm gonna have a fireman's pole and urinals and a ball pit, and one room's just gonna be a huge mattress.
I wanted to put a slide down my basement stairs for my kids, like make it like a slide.
It's the most dangerous thing I've ever heard.
Well, I don't know if it was dangerous, but you know, I thought it would be fun, you know, but I really never came to fruition.
No, I never did it? The Starbucks police are checking in here. What would you climb into? A ball pit filled with plastic balls that kids played in, or a pit of man's balls?
Oh, boy. That's
pick one. You have to choose one.
Oh, not that game again.
No, it's
please.
Not again, but thank really, Christ. Which one would you go? Would you go with the balls or the...
Yeah, I want to sit in some man balls. No, it'll be...
So you'd
on.
Go with the ball pit? With all this shit and little kids shit and all that.
Yeah.
With the thing with me with the little kids are the hands, the sticky hands, the dirty little mouths, and they just seem like that, like they're just carriers for germs and all that. I don't mind the kids. I just don't like when a kid hands you something and it's all completely covered with some like ectoplasm, just complete, just filth. That's what bothers me about kids. I mean, it's almost the same thing with fat people, like I have a sense that anything touched by a fat person is going to start to smell or either be eaten. And
right.
There's just certain things that disgust me. Like, even with old people. Like, what would bother you about old people? What's one of the disgusting things about old people that would get you?
Unlike you, I have a lot of respect for old people.
Wait, why would you say I don't have respect for old people?
Well, you bash them a lot, and I think it shows your lack of maturity on your level, because you're going to be old one day, and when you are, I will laugh and laugh and laugh.
And I hope there's another person that thinks I'm fucking completely disgusting. Because by the time I'm old, I've earned the right to be completely devoid of social graces and good smells and everything else. There's the old person smell. Like, you had to have had that one old relative. Where you could go to anyone in your family and be like, yeah, remember Aunt Alma's house? How that smelled?
That was my grandmother.
There you go. You could you could take anything from that house and it would smell exactly like it. And it's either it smells like a crypt or like some kind of a slime mold on cans that were stored but never used since like 1939. Because they thought the big one was coming. The balloon's going to go up. So I'm going to keep these stewed tomatoes. Well,
you know what it was? My grandmother, she would get her hair done once a week. So she'd be washing her hair once a week and go to the fucking beauty parlor on Saturday afternoons.
That's what my grandma does too.
It's got to fucking stink, for Christ's sake. She kept putting hairspray in every goddamn day. It's got to fucking stink after a while.
Just terrible. But you have respect for old people. See, now that we get past it, we give you a specific example. You can shed this, I'm so awesome, I'm wearing glimmering robes, and I'm nice to fucking old people. By the way, no one can see you on Ustream.
Oh.
Just letting you know.
But
you're,
let me ask you...
You're, like, lounging on your fucking
I don't
desk.
Mean to digress.
Go ahead. Please, shoot.
But I was talking to a couple of people...
did you hear that?
What's that?
Oh, seltzer. Cheap seltzer. Love it. Go ahead. Continue. Shoot.
I was talking to a couple of people at the get together on Saturday at the East Rutherford racetrack, and we were talking about how weird it is that we can reference something that happened 20 years ago. You know, when I think about it, I could say, you know what, I remember like 20 years ago when this happened. Think about it. I could reference something that happened fucking 30 years ago, for Christ's sake.
Hey, Germ, I'll do you one better. Hey, remember what? The Revolutionary War? That was awesome. We all know about it. You can reference something that you know about. It's not
asshole.
Fucking impressive.
Smelling.
You can recall
it. Shut the fuck up.
You can recall it. You can talk about it from experience. You mean referencing is something completely different.
You know what? Why don't you fucking take everything I say, Mr. Literal? What you could do is, I could reference something when I was, I could recall something when I was 7 years old. That was 30 years ago, dude. How fucking wild. I can remember 30 years. If I think right now in my head, I can remember being 30 years ago sitting in first grade. I can fucking remember that right now.
I remember second grade like it was yesterday. And I'm not going to make some stupid joke and say, because it was. I'm stupid. But I remember like Appetite for Destruction, you know, being like a huge deal being released. And I remember stuff like that. And I think about it, wow, it was like, that was 20 years ago. And it's just madness to me. We're going to be hit with a lot of like 25, 20-year year anniversaries of just things that were kind of good back then but are going to be re-released because the nostalgia thing is back. People are really nostalgic about like the late 80s, the mid-80s, all that. So it's whatever. It's whatever. They released... What? Yeah. No,
are
go
you,
ahead.
A tomato juice.
Did you hear what I fucking said? You even asked, what was it? I held it up. Not only did I hold it up, this fucking seltzer, this shitty dollar store seltzer, I think it is. I don't even know. But it's Adirondack brand.
Is it flavored seltzer with lime or lemon or something, or
Jesus,
cherry?
I didn't want to say this, Jeremy, but yes, it is.
So why can't you say that? What's the big deal?
It's kind of embarrassing. I don't know. It's raspberry lime. And it's in a pink can. I don't know.
Nothing embarrassing about that. The seltzer is just awful straight up.
It's just fine, Jim. Don't, you know what? Don't concern yourself with what I'm drinking, please.
Well, then don't fucking bring up what you're drinking.
Oh, my God! I'm sorry, guys. Guys and gals, cats and kittens, I apologize. Fucking miserable. Jesus Christ. So that's the only thing that disgusts you about old people? Like, not their teeth? You look at their teeth, somehow they're...
I don't look too close.
So, well, when they're talking to you, you gotta look at them. Their teeth are long and
my
skinny.
Like a filed down tic-tac,
they look like.
My grandmother had one tooth.
What?
She had one fucking tooth. And she would suck on those neck bones like they were going out of style, man.
That might be the most vile, disgusting vision that you've ever implanted in someone's head. And you did say that you stepped on jizz and shook a penis hand. She'd suck on neck bones?
Well, you know neck bones, you know what neck bones
connected
are, right?
Connected to the head bone. Yes.
Yeah, whatever. She would just suck on them and to get all the juices out and everything. And she, it was very awful and repulsive.
Our buddy Ed has a question. He's saying, your grandmother was black? Let's not go crazy here.
I don't know what he means by that.
The overt racism. Yeah, I know. Black people, blah, blah, blah. They love neck bones. They like to eat the scraps. We all get it. This show is a little different. Okay? Just a little, it's a little different here. We encourage people to do one thing only.
Love one another all the while.
Even those neck bone sucking blacks. Jerm, one tooth? Are you positive it's just one tooth?
I'm not even joking. She had one tooth. She was like, you know, she didn't take care of her teeth. You know what I'm saying? So she had one tooth.
People that are like missing teeth, they kind of scare me a little bit. It's almost like a retarded child too. I try to be so not caught looking at it. I try to not look at these things and try to act like I'm not noticing them, but all the while I'm completely noticing it. Like, do you ever feel like when you're around like a retarded kid, like that you're being found out as like, you know, you're the guy that's staring at this retarded kid, or you're some kind of asshole because you're insensitive? Do you ever feel that way about yourself?
Well, I don't know how to react. I'm just like most people. I don't know how to react. I don't know if I'm supposed to look away. I don't know what the protocol is. You know, the situation, I feel very awkward and uncomfortable. I don't want to look away, but, because then it makes it sound like I'm being, you know, cold or whatever. And it's just a very awkward situation. You know, I've never had, you know, anybody who was mentally challenged in my family. So I really have not come into contact with them a lot in my lifetime, but you know, if I see somebody in the store or something,
yeah,
it's a sad situation.
And sometimes you see like that one motorized, you know, wheelchair where it's like completely reclined. It looks like a very comfortable chair, but then there's that, like, you know, yeah, the kid. I can't even say it without like just feeling bad. I don't know. I look at this kid that is just like, you know, what's he really gonna do? He's in this chair. and maybe you can read books and talk through a voice box and become you're an astrophysicist.
Motorized scooter there.
Yeah,
right?
the little scooter things they strap these kids into. And I look at the parent and I try to see if there's any sign of like a regret or like a grudge or anything like that. Because it's got to weigh on the parents like extremely heavily.
I get angry when I see the obese people in those things, because I
remember, yeah, with like the big scooters, the fat people on the scooters.
Right. I get angry at them. I get angry to the point where I want to harm them. But
what? You want to harm them?
No,
I want to cut out sections of their flesh with biscuit cutters and fry them after breading them.
They're just being enabled by those scooters. But, you know, whatever. I mean,
I remember I was at a BJ's Wholesale Club once when I was 12. It was like when it first opened up by me. And I remember I saw this really fat woman on like some kind of a flatbed cart with a nylon rope. I remember it as clear as day. She's just sitting on this thing doing the best Indian style she possibly can, but her legs aren't even touching each other. They're just sticking like completely straight out. And she's saying, "I want to go over there. I want to go over there." And some guy was pulling her with this fucking rope, just dragging her to the frozen foods, all the clothes and all that shit. It was just the most bizarre thing ever, just to see her on this mound of a woman on this platform with wheels, and you would see that and you want to cause harm to her. You want to make her feel pain because
lazy. You know, I don't mean that literally. Sometimes like when I went to Disney World a few years ago,
yeah,
and those people would get like go to the front of the line. I mean, they were overweight and they would get to go to the front of the line, you know.
This is something I've heard about, like handicapped people don't even have to wait anymore. They're just like, "Oh, you come with me." They go right up to the front,
right,
at most places, not even just Disney. They get the best seats, they get the best parking spots, they get the best rides. Let's face it, it would be pretty fun to go around one of those scooters. I would love to do it.
Let me ask you a question.
I would do it if I could.
Let me ask you a question.
It's socially acceptable. Go ahead.
So you're going to like 7-Eleven. You're gonna be in and out of there in like a second.
Yeah.
You literally know you're gonna be out of there in like 30 seconds or less. Will you park in a handicapped spot?
No.
Okay. What if you're just waiting for somebody to get out of a store? Will you go in the handicap spot? You're just waiting for your girlfriend to come out of the store.
I never park in one. You do, obviously. Defend this point, don't you?
No. What about a fire zone? Will you go in the fire zone waiting for your girlfriend to get out of the store? Will you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that. For some reason, I have an aversion to parking in the handicap zone because there's explicit warnings. There's exact dollar amounts that I can see if I do this. The fire zone, you know, everybody does it.
Right.
But you wouldn't, would you ride one of those little wheelie chairs around, you know, if you could, if no one would look down on you?
Of course.
So maybe your hatred of the fat people who do that is just jealousy.
Jealousy.
It's absolutely jealousy then.
Maybe you're right.
I think I might be right. And now I think I want to harm somebody with a goddamn jazzy. Put a fucking shiv in him. I don't know. Maybe I want to do that. I would definitely do it, Jeremy. I like to call it the handicap thing the sweet life. Because you don't have to do much. Nothing's expected of you. You're handicapped. You just, what can you do? You drink, you get the best spots, you park close, you ride a little scooter. Everything's great. It's all golden.
Do you think some people are happy to be handicapped because they don't have the work and stuff like that?
I think some people are. And like, if I become handicapped, you're going to be talking to one right now. I swear to God, I would be pleased. Like, I mean, I don't really do much. I mean, I don't do much apart from exercise, which I only do so that I can ensure that I'll be able to walk when I'm older. I'm not out playing fucking football. I'm not running track or playing soccer or anything like that. I don't need to be out of a chair. I mean, my need for transportation is to go to work. If I don't have to fucking work, then what do I need to move for? I would live on a couch. I would be that one relative that they show the new nieces and nephews. Oh, that's where Uncle Kenny sits. Don't sit too close though, okay? Uncle Kenny stinks! He stinks like pee-pee! Yeah. Whatever. I don't know, Jim. What do you say about that?
You know what? There was an episode of my favorite show of all time, Seinfeld, and they were looking for wheelchairs for somebody. And the guy selling the wheelchair showed this really great wheelchair with all different effects and pluses. And he goes, "This is almost like you're glad to be handicapped." And I wonder if that's the case sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
I guess I'll never know. Hopefully I'll never know.
I'm going to try to get handicapped. We've got to take a quick break here, okay?
Okay.
This is the DJ Newstyle Show. Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Thank you very much.
The DJ Newstyle Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
Listen, I'm recording the other one.
Come on, hurry up!
For the love of Christ, I'm trying to do this right, man. I want to have a good show tonight, and it's your fault!
Okay, I'll be there in 2 minutes, honey. 2 minutes. All right, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. All right, come on, let's go to the next one. My kid's waiting.
You know what?
You ready?
You know what? Dude, tell your kid to wait, okay?
Shut the fuck up! Don't you fucking talk about my family like that. All right.
I don't care. I don't care if it's your kid's birthday or whatever it is, dude.
Dude,
you'll be here.
Come on.
Listen, you'll be here until you get it right, okay? You're going to fuck it up. You're going to get it right.
Go fuck off.
Okay.
Listen. You ready?
Okay.
Restart recording, seriously.
I'm sorry, man. I've been taking anger management classes.
Asswipe.
I've been trying to deal with things, man. I'm sorry. Would you please forgive me, man?
Come on, let's go.
Will you forgive me?
Ready?
Will you?
Yes, come on. Press the fucking record button.
I apologize.
Are you done?
I apologize.
You ready?
I apologize.
Are you ready?
Germ, I apologize.
Shut the fuck up press the fucking record button.
I'm not perfect.
Shut up! Press the fucking record button, you fuck!
Oh, I'm sorry, I've already hit.
Are you done? The following artist replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer of the rock band Van Halen in 1985. However, before that, he was successful. Fuck you! The following artist replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer of Van Halen. Okay, I'll be there in a minute, for Christ's sake. The following artist replaced David Lee Roth in 1985 as the lead singer of Van Halen. However, before that, he was a successful... Fuck it, The following artist replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer of Van Halen in 1985. However, before that, he was a successful solo artist, also known as the Red Rocker. Perhaps his best-known song, Go On, Write Me Up for 125. Post My Face, Wanted Dead or Alive. Take my license and all that jive. I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar. Done. I'm done, dude.
Alright, I'm coming. Alright, I'm coming, for Christ's sake. Give me a goddamn minute.
Take my license and all that jive. I
The DJ New Style Show.
Sit back, relax, and partake in another Jack Session.
Yeah, everybody. How are you? This is Jack Francone, host of Jack Sessions. Thank you for coming. This is the first and only podcast dedicated to masturbation techniques. God, it's so good to have all you here. This is going to be a short one, though, tonight. We're not going to do the full fucking hour. This is a short one here, because I'm going to come right out there and say it. I am officially done with jerking off. I've had it up to here. You're looking at me like I'm an asshole. You're grabbing your fucking iPods and like, what the fuck? Listen, I just can't even picture my fucking self using any of my masturbation techniques, award-winning masturbation techniques, after making what can only be described as the most wise and intelligent purchase of my entire fucking life. I mean, you're sitting there, you're probably, hey, this guy's got a reasonably successful jerk-off podcast. I mean, what could he possibly... If you said in your mind, if you said it in your mind, foam rubber woman torso, then boom, you're a fucking winner. Put a sticker on your forehead and, well, we ain't got no fucking prizes here. See, you know, the show's fucking broke now. I mean, I stole from my wife. I emptied my son Jimmy's college fund about it, but it's so fucking worth it. But, you know, there's a few things you need to look out for when you're buying your very own foam rubber woman torso. Because as they say, the partially realistic foam fuck toy game is fickle and very much buyer beware. So do your homework. The first thing you gotta look out for, this is the most obvious, holes. One listener emailed me saying how he dropped $2,000 on hips. Just the fucking hips, and he didn't even get an anus. The next thing I always look for, you know, I like to look for this, is color. Because let's face it, who wants to fuck a piece of gray foam? I could step out in that fucking garage and fuck 2 or 3 Dell boxes. It's the same fucking thing. I like my foam torsos to be peachy toned or fucking flesh colored. Or at the very least, African black. Because I want this fucking torso to look like it could have actually belonged to some really attractive woman who would have no idea, no intention, or even fucking desire of letting a guy who has a jerk-off podcast throw his dick in it. There really isn't much else. I mean, you know, make sure you don't go too fucking cheap. Make sure you got holes. You know, make sure you got some kind of fucking paint, the dye, a spray job, or whatever the fuck. And, you know, make sure it's not just a fucking sponge, because the fucking thing will get so waterlogged it'll look like you're fucking someone Ted Kennedy put his cock into in the 1960s. And after you're done trying to scrape your loser jizz off with a garden hose or whatever the fuck, you know, it's gonna be too heavy for you to even lift up. And there goes your fine sex toy purchase. Down the fucking drain. May as well wash the fucking car with pieces of it. But in closing, remember this. You don't need legs, you don't need a face, you don't need head or hair, nothing. Tits are nice. Don't get me wrong, I like tits, but seriously, who gives a fuck? Do yourself a favor, empty your joint accounts, talk your kid out of that college bullshit, tell him to learn a fucking trade. Get yourself your very own foam rubber woman torso, or at least the fucking hips, but get an anus. This is Jack Francone, and you've listened to Jack Sessions. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listen to the DJ New Style Show. You got me?
Oh, snap. Soak it in, bitches. Soak it on in. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. As my boy Sony from 10th and Diamond just let you know, we're here with the Germ Freak, as they say. Germ, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing... I got myself some fresh dietetic iced tea.
Dietetic iced tea.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, for those that don't know, why don't you explain?
Don't know what?
Oh, God damn, excuse me. I don't mean to be so attractive. What? Explain what dietetic iced tea is for the stupid people out there.
I don't know. It just isn't, you know, it's got like man-made sweetener in it. I don't fucking know.
Man-made?
No calories.
Sweetener. Really? Okay, well, why don't we do this, Jerm? Why don't we just go right to the phones here? Someone's calling up, obviously. That's why I'm playing that.
phone is ringing. Oh my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
It's Pristine Sneakers.
Hello. Pristine Sneakers!
What's up, Mike?
You're on our fucking website!
Oh, God. I'm on the website, really?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, right. Website.
It's not a station! It's a fucking website!
It really was a fucking website to begin with. Enough with this fucking radio nonsense.
I wouldn't even call it a...
No offense to you. I know you were on it for a long time, but come on, let's be realistic.
I wouldn't even call it a website. Pristine, how you been, man?
I guess I've been all right, man. How have you been? I'm very nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was talking to Frank earlier, and he was like, oh, you know, you want to call up and do this thing with us again? And I was like, you know, I get really nervous. Like, last time I had to drink a lot of alcohol really quickly.
Well, please, you know, do whatever you have to do. I don't, listen, if you have to murder people to get psyched up, somebody better be dead wherever you're at right now. You got to be psyched.
No, don't worry about it at all. Nah, I'm good. I'm straight. I'm not so nervous anymore.
So Germ's booking our guests now. That's good, Germ. Very good.
Well, I don't know. I want to say that I met Mike. I had the pleasure of meeting him Saturday night. And I just want to say that, you know, nicest guy, very down to earth, and... You know, if you have him as a friend, it just seems as though he'll have your back anytime, and you got a friend for life. And he's just a really, really nice guy. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I met Mike too. Mike being Pristine Sneakers, obviously. You know, we go by these stupid fake names, but his name is Mike, and that's as real as it gets, son.
He's a real Mike is the real deal. That's all I can say.
Just like Holyfield.
Yeah,
appreciate that, man. Thank you. So, and likewise, it was very nice to meet you too, Frank.
Frank, seriously, I'm watching you on Ustream hearustalk.com, the video. What in the fuck are you drinking out of? It looks like a spackle bucket.
It's just a pitcher.
Well, there's no time for that now, because we have Pristine on for a very specialized reason, I'll have you know. He's on here for Germ Freak's Dilemmas.
Oh, we're doing the dilemmas now? Okay.
Oh, dilemma. That is a mighty big mug. Holy shit.
That's right. This or that. That's basically what it boils down to. Germ, why don't you go ahead and explain?
Well, it's what I have here is it's a little bit of dilemmas, a little bit of the other thing. Can we get the music for the other thing, please? Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Is it?
Is it what?
Is it?
Is it what?
Gay?
Is it? What are you talking about? Who are you calling gay?
No, I have a little bit of both here.
So you're doing a blend of...
I'm cleaning up house.
You're doing a little bit of the a blend of the dilemmas and this little number here that we like to do from time to time, Germ, just to figure a few things out.
Is it gay?
We just like to figure things out. I'll fade that out nicely right there, just like that. Real professional-like. Like a gentleman. I've been listening to too much Best in Show Radio, but I don't think you can listen to enough. It's bestinshowradio.com. Germ, what have you got for us? What are we starting out with here?
We're starting out... Jesus fucking Christ!
What are you doing?
I don't know. All right, here's her first one.
Christine guesses
Jesus Christ. Never mind, I'm sorry.
You could only rescue one... of each of the following.
Is this a dilemma?
This is a dilemma.
Okay, continue, please.
You can only rescue one... You can only rescue one of each of the following. Which do you save, or who do you save?
Okay.
A strange dog.
Strange dog.
Or a convicted sex offender.
Or a convicted sex offender.
Now,
okay.
You have to save their lives. They're both in a burning building or they're drowning or whatever the situation is. You have to save one. Is it a strange
dog? You have
dog
to save one! Wait, this isn't that game. It seems like all of our bits are blending together. Okay, Germ. So either a strange dog or a sex offender.
Right. When I say strange dog, I mean a dog that you don't...
A stray dog.
I'm sorry. A stray dog or a convicted sex offender who is also a human being.
All right. I'm going to throw this over to Pristine. Pristine Sneakers. Okay. What do you say, buddy?
I'm going to say stray dog every fucking time. Every fucking time. It doesn't have to be a convicted anything. I'm taking a stray dog over. How many fucking homeless people do I walk by? Seriously, I'm not taking any of them in. I'm not. Maybe I'll throw them some change or something like that. But stray dog, every time. Yeah. People are way too intelligent to be given handouts like that. Straight dog.
Yeah, you know, it is true. You would walk by a fucking human, not even look at him. But if you see a cute dog tied to a pole and no owner, you will at least go over to him and look at him a little bit. Maybe make some noises to him or something like that. So, yeah, I would help the dog out, too. I would, okay. Jerm. What do you say?
Got to go with the canine. There's nothing I hate more than seeing, you know, animals suffering in these burning buildings, or if they're, sometimes you'll see a flood and the little dog's doing the doggy paddle with his little head up
out
of
water.
You know,
that's what firefighters are for, the burning building.
Oh, the firefighters.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jerm, I want to point out that in the chat room, two people are giving their response. Stray Dog in the Ustream chat room is thanking you, while Kid Toucher is really just frustrated that you just left him to die. It's just feedback coming in, Jerm. This is one of your dilemmas, basically.
Right, right.
So what do you have next for us?
I have is it gay now?
Okay, well,
I'm going to go back and forth.
Why don't we just do this then, right here?
Is it gay?
All right, let's get it cracking in here, Jerm. Go ahead.
Is it gay for a guy to wear clear coat nail polish?
Wow.
Let me preface this. You see this a lot, especially with older gentlemen, a lot of Italian gentlemen. They wear the clear cut cold nail polish. It makes their fingernails look clean. And you know, what is your opinion of that, both gentlemen, please?
I'm going to say gay just because you're getting something applied to your nails. You're doing something more than just either biting or tearing or using a scissor or some kind of nail clipper to just trim them occasionally. I think any more than that, and it's a little gay. What do you think, Christine?
Well, we're talking about, like, nail polish it makes your nails look glossy.
Like, exactly. Like a clear coat.
Clear coat.
Yeah. What's the reasoning behind that, anyway?
It's gay,
but what's the reasoning behind it?
Well, he said it makes it look a little cleaner. They want a little sheen to their nails or whatever. I don't know.
No, that's not necessary. That's definitely gay.
Yeah, that is definitely gay. I want to throw this over. The first international Is It Gay to our buddy Justin from Australia. Justin, the clear nail polish, what do you think?
Dude, you got to fucking admit, that's a little gay.
He says gay. Jerm, what do you have now? What's your opinion on that?
That was conviction.
I think it's okay for men who are maybe above 50, 55, 60 years old.
So
I think it's okay.
When you're 50, 65 years old, are you going to use clear coat nail polish?
I probably won't because I'm too fucking lazy and I can't be bothered primping myself.
All right.
But I don't, you know. For a young guy to do it, it's a little gay.
All right. Well,
and I want to preface by saying, when we're using the term gay here, we don't necessarily mean homosexual. We just mean a little effeminate.
Yes, a little bit
sexual.
Feminine.
If you're doing that, you love dick.
That's it. Okay.
So Pristine sides with me and Justin from Australia. You think it's okay with an age condition. All right, Jerm, what do you have next for us? What is this one?
All right, another gay. Well, I have more gays than the other thing, so we'll do the gay.
You're going to do another gay here?
Yeah.
It's gay.
Okay.
Okay. Is it gay for a guy to be a florist?
Yes, absolutely. Unless he's an old Italian guy, because that's obviously something he probably learned from his like great grandfather in fucking Naples or whatever. But for like a younger dude to be a florist, I mean, you could say, dude, he's just a hipster. He lives in fucking Williamsburg. He's a fucking hipster. No, it's fruity, dude. That's my opinion.
I don't know. I'm honestly stumped, man. I haven't seen enough florists in my life. Like, I guess I'd have to say, if your guidance counselor says you should pursue, like, that's the kind of career you should pursue. You should be a florist. And they're probably trying to tell you. It sounds like it's probably gay. I don't know too much about it.
What should I do with my life?
That's a weird question, yeah.
Do you like cutting hair? No?
You should be arranging flowers somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, you don't know how to use scissors or shampoo somebody? Yeah, you better just sell flowers, bouquets, arrangements.
Yeah, the more I think about it, that is sounding kind of gay.
It is fucking gay. And you know what the gay thing about it is? The florist will do that fluffing motion when they make a fucking a vase filled with flowers. I think that little fluffy.
I like when raise their eyebrows. Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking back of my two experiences buying flowers. Yeah, they're giving you a creepy ass look. Holy shit! Yeah, no, those are gay guys.
And the way they lean and they have their ass completely up when they ask you to sign for it or something. Like, okay, who's this going out to? Who's this going to be going to today? Is it your girlfriend? No, right, it's not. Okay, now we can talk. Fucking terrible. Jerm, what do you think?
How do I put this? A landscaper is okay. Florist is a little fruity. It depends on the type of flowers, you know. Carnations, roses, a little fruity. But when you're dealing with shrubs and things, I think that's okay.
I think the landscaper... Yeah, I'm sorry. The landscaper thing is different, obviously, because there's potential to do things that are obviously not gay. Like,
right.
Like you'll have to dig a trench or fucking uproot a tree. Those things are not gay. What's okay. That?
If you're operating heavy machinery at times, it can't be gay if you're operating heavy machinery.
Yeah, the heaviest machinery a florist will operate is a fucking, like, scissors.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Tape. Tape dispenser. Jerm, right. what are we doing?
The next one you're saying, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, where are we going with this
Now
one?
Now I have a would you rather question.
Is this like a dilemma?
It's a would you rather question. I don't know if
I'm going to go with dilemma on this.
I apologize.
Okay, go ahead. What's up?
Okay. Would you rather be extravagantly rich but hated by others, or be well-loved and admired but dirt poor?
I would be extravagantly rich and hated. I think without much thought, I would pick that.
I didn't hear the whole second part.
He said
loved by everyone. I mean, I get the picture, but what did he say?
He said, "Would you rather be extravagantly rich but hated by everybody, or okay. well loved and poor?"
I don't know, man. It's one of those things. It's not even a reasonable question. Who's gonna hate someone? Like, if you're extravagantly rich, okay, there are gonna be people who hate you, but there's plenty of people who fucking love you. Come on.
Yeah.
And if they don't, it's just as good as love, man. They're going to act like they love you. I take the rich. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's no substitute for true love, but, a really good lie works just the same. Fuck it. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you can buy people being nice to you. And if they're good enough to fool you, then they're worth the money they're trying to siphon off of you. So who cares?
I'm convinced you can buy true love, really. The more I watch reality TV and I see these money-hungry women and shit like that, I don't think that, yeah, they're money-hungry, but when they see that money, they're truly in love. It's love.
Even if it's fleeting, you can
right,
buy one
right.
one step at a time. Just keep buying a chain of fleeting romance.
Yeah, give me the money. It's nice to be loved, but whatever.
Yeah, I would have actually picked you, Pristine, as somebody that would care if they're liked by people, because you generally will stand up for your friends and stuff. I think you value, like, relationships and shit like that. But, like, at the prospect of being, you know, wealthy enough to buy the opinion of anybody.
And my friends who I love would fucking rub my face in shit, too, if it meant them putting their foot in the back of my head to reach some money. It's not me being a dick by saying that, you know. Everyone would make the same choice. They'd all step up.
Well, let's see what Jerm would say. Jerm, what do you think?
I gotta go with the rich and hated.
See, now
care.
That he's heard every possible permutation
yeah,
of
yeah.
logic, he's deciding
yeah.
to go with whatever's floated to the top.
I take the easy way out.
All the time.
Yes.
All right, so you just no particular reason, just because that's what we discussed.
Well, exactly. No. Listen, who cares if you're liked? I mean, as long as you got money, you can make yourself happy.
Okay.
And you got your family, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's true.
Corn. And food.
That's true.
Yes.
And stuff like beds with planes on them. That's like my latest fascination, the bed plane.
A bed plane?
Yeah. No, you haven't heard about, like, if you got enough money, there are planes that you can rent where you have your own room on the plane with a bed.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking, you said like a bed plane. I'm thinking like, what size
no,
bed
no,
is this?
That turns into a plane and flies cross country. I mean, like a plane that has a bed in it. So, you know, if you're flying to Japan, you're not cramped for 27
yeah.
hours and some, yeah.
You're basically buying an apartment on the plane.
That's what rich people do.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Jerm, what do we have next here?
I have an Is It Gay?
Is it gay?
All right. What's going
right.
on?
Is it gay for a guy to wear a mesh or see-through shirt?
Yes.
I definitely think it is. And I also kind of think what we heard this one before. I think that's a recycled one, isn't it? Or did you just...
this is brand new.
Did you encounter this?
The question I asked another time was, is it gay for somebody to drive with no shirt on?
Oh, I apologize.
Now, I want an apology.
I just gave you one. I won't give you another one.
I apologize.
Well, you apologize to me now, so you canceled that.
I apologize for accusing you not for apologizing.
No explanation necessary. Mesh shirt. Well, I mean, are you talking about like a jersey? Like a football jersey? That's kind of mesh.
No. I'm talking about, like, it looks like a there's parts something that of it you catch fish in. Something
you catch fish in. Like a bass net someone turned into
a... Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It has those little floaters on the edge of it. Someone just put their head through it like a goddamn summer, like a fucking summer dress.
Shirts are created for the purpose of meeting other men. There's no heterosexual men wearing shit like that. It's just a fucking gay shirt.
Completely gay. No extended fucking, explanation necessary, Germ. None whatsoever at all. At all. At all. Okay. What do we have going on next here?
Let me think. I have a another is it gay here real quick.
Is it gay? All right, let's kick it off again. Is it gay, Jerome? What's the next thing on your mind that you want to find out, that whether you may or may not engage in this, and if you do, are you gay?
A couple weeks ago I had a question where I believe it was Mr. Alki who was in helping us, and I asked a question a couple weeks ago asking if it was gay for a guy to compliment another guy on his clothing. And I think that the general concept was that it was not gay. However, is it gay to tell another guy that he smells good?
Yes! Oh my god. Alright, my fucking initial opinion is yeah, that's a little gay. It's okay to tell another dude that he smells horribly. Because that's just another insult among friends. But, you know what, Germ? Let's start off with Germ this time so he doesn't formulate the best of our opinions, Pristine. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think, Germ?
I don't think it's gay.
You don't think
I don't think it's gay.
So another guy comes up next to you, gets a good whiff, and says, God, you smell
you
delightful.
You don't say it like this. It depends on how he says it. You don't go, oh, you smell fine. You smell good. You go, hey, man, you smell good. What kind of cologne is that?
You fucking added to that. You said the guy tells you that he smells good. Someone comes up to you, brushes your back like this, like a homo.
Give you a fucking scenario, New Style. You're putting a scenario in your head. I didn't give you a scenario. I just said, is it gay for a guy telling a guy he smells good? I did not give you a fucking scene. All right, dude.
I picture a lot of Italian people with like the open shirts and the chains that wear the fucking the aviator lens 24 hours a fucking day. I picture them telling each other they smell good, and I guess the interpretation of whether this is gay or not is kind of if you think those dudes are really gay. But I don't know. My opinion on the whole telling another guy he smells good is I say it's a little gay. Pristine, what do you think about that?
I think you have to know who you're with, man. Like, if you're with close friends, you can say pretty much anything to them. And, you know, some people greet their friends with a handshake. Some people give them a kiss in the cheek if you're Italian. If you're the type of person you were just describing. I mean, to say that, if it's a stranger saying it to you, they're probably gay. Is it gay to do it? Not necessarily, no. You know what I mean? If a guy's walking up to you and you never met him and he wants to tell you how good you smell, he's probably hitting on you. I mean, I don't know. If I have to give you a yes or no, no, I don't think it's gay. I don't.
Okay, so for you, it's kind of situational. Like, if you're...
Yeah, definitely. It depends on who it is. Depends on what kind of company you're with and
say
it. You know what I mean? Like, if you whisper it...
Yeah.
If you whisper it, it's almost definitely gay. But if you're like, yo, this guy, look, he smells like peaches.
This guy.
What the fuck are you wearing, man?
Yo, he smells like Snapple iced tea, the mint one. That's my favorite.
Is that the fucking Avon body wash? Nah, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, this is kind of...
Hey!
Situational.
What is that,
I have to say no.
Bro, is that Eternity? You kidding me? CK1? Son of a bitch.
Get a whiff of this guy. Hey!
Hey, he's getting me fucking wet over here.
Oh! Okay, I'm going to say, okay, I'll agree with you, situationally gay, because you could tell your friend anything, but I'm just never going to tell any of my friends that they fucking smell good. If I need to know the name of a cologne, I'll find out. I'm not going to fucking, you know, preface the question with, bro, you know, you kind of smell pretty good today. No.
Yeah, give a loud sniff first.
Bro.
Apples?
All right. Jesus Christ. The Germ, I believe you might have something else for us here. I don't know.
I have a dilemma.
You have a dilemma, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. What's up?
Where's the fucking music?
It's there, don't worry.
You cocksucker. All right. Police are investigating a close family member for serial murders that have taken place in the area. You contain crucial information that will convict them of all charges and are offered $250,000 to testify. Would you testify?
Well, my first question is, how close is this family member?
That was so complex.
How close is the family member? How horrible is the crime?
I'd say a first cousin.
A first cousin, what, killed somebody?
Killed a few, serial murderer.
Oh, you've got to convict him. I say take the money.
Who'd he kill?
Say you had a family member who killed some people, Mike.
Right.
And you were offered $250,000 to testify against them. That will put him in jail. Will you testify against them?
It depends on the family member. There are some of them, even if they weren't guilty, I'd put them behind fucking bars for free.
Your own family?
I don't have any qualms. No, man. Fuck. If they're guilty, really, to answer your question the way it was meant to be answered, if they're really fucking criminals and they deserve to be behind bars, I'd do it for free for the $250,000. I'd take photographs. I'd wear a wire. I'd do everything I could. Fuck yeah, I'd convict them. Fuck
what if
that
it was
shit.
Even if it was a sibling?
Yes. Yes. Even if it was my mother.
Speaking of...
Maybe not.
Pristine.
Everyone else but my mother.
Well, let's get Germ's answer, and I have a question for Pristine. Germ, what do you think?
I gotta go with Pristine. I have to, absolutely testify against them, convict them, you know. That's no doubt about it. Not even a question.
While we're on the topic of family members, it's been, you know, alerted to me that our buddy Dominic Monaco, musician and friend to everybody, has just continually started typing that Pristine, you know, Mike, is fucking his sister. Not Mike is fucking his sister, but he's fucking Dom's sister. And Dom is typing this. Like, he's advertising that Pristine is fucking his own sister.
Wow.
Okay.
So, what's the deal? Any truth to this? Is this something that you don't want me to go into? I don't understand. I don't know.
Dominic likes to fantasize sometimes, and when he can't get a definite answer on shit, he'll sit there and make things up. First of all, even if I was, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now about it.
On an internet radio show?
But, no, I don't think that... If you're asking me, like, is that gay or is it not gay, I'd say that's not gay. She's hot, she's young, she's... She's a lot of things that a man desires, so it wouldn't be gay if we're sticking to the topic.
Yeah, okay. I see you want to get away from this a little bit, Germ. We'll back off it. I agree. It is not gay to want to have sex with a hot woman. I think the fucking jury is not out on that one. Jesus. Germ, what do you have for us next? What is this one here? Come on.
I have a dilemma.
Another dilemma? Jeez, you've got a lot of dilemmas here.
Well, I've...
Or that. This or that. Germ can't decide. He's got a bit of a dilemma. Why don't we help him out? Germ, what's going on?
Okay. For $25,000, would you fall face first onto concrete without breaking your fall?
How high?
You're standing up and just falling. You're leaning
over. What? Yes! I would jump off the first story into it. 10 feet.
You can't, like, use your arms to break your fall. You're just going to fall, like, your arms to your side and just fucking fall to the concrete. Will you do that?
I'm naked.
Tax-free 25 grand, I'm going to be naked while I do this. Fucking faith fall right onto your face.
All right.
A trust fall.
Maybe my dollar amount was too high. Would you do it for $5,000?
Yeah.
With the risk of breaking your nose?
Yeah, because I have insurance.
I don't fucking believe you.
I have insurance, and I slipped. What would you do? You wouldn't do it?
Dude, you're fucking falling face first into concrete, dude. You can fucking get brain damage, for Christ's sake.
But I have money.
Wait, what happens if you don't know how to fucking use the money?
The chances are very small. Yeah. Honestly, the ante is even if you up the ante a little, let's make it like a half a mil, I'd kiss the fucking curb.
Jesus.
Fuck it.
Even more of a question, Germ, would you lick the sidewalk for $2,000?
It depends on where the sidewalk is.
It's right where your shoe was.
No fucking way.
That's a lie. You wouldn't lick under that condom for 25 grand?
Well, no. Would you?
25 grand? I mean, you already...
You'd lick a fucking dirty condom.
I wouldn't lick the condom. I'm licking the ground.
What about 5 million for a sidewalk in Calcutta?
5 million? A sidewalk in Calcutta. Jesus Christ, Christine. Way to take it to the extreme.
All right.
Would you, Jerm?
Well, this brings up my next gay question.
Oh, you have it. And is it gay now?
And this is a really gay. Is it gay?
Well, why don't we start the music here?
Okay.
I didn't know you were cutting right
into it. Is it gay?
And for those of you just tuning in or skipping ahead in the podcast, this is where Germ likes to find out if certain behaviors would make a person that is engaging in them gay. Germ, please go ahead.
And I want to just preface by saying this is actually a combination gay dilemma. But anyway, here
gay dilemma. It. How do I do that?
Ooh.
I don't know.
This or that.
Okay, here
Let's
it is.
Let's go.
Would you French kiss another guy for $50,000?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. For 50 grand, though, dude, 50 fucking grand. You have to think, man. Yeah, you probably would. You'd be hard-pressed not to. It's fucking so easy. I mean, you're in and out like this. I mean, if it's a lingering kiss, I'm not going to fucking do it. What about you, Pristine?
You like right away. I was gonna say I'd never do it. I wouldn't say there. I wouldn't say there's not a dollar amount. $50,000 is not it. But when I think about it more, the way you just said it, you know, like if someone just put $50,000 on a table in front of me, and they were like, "Kiss him." Oh, man, I don't know. I really don't know. Like, God damn. I'd work it for more money. I'd work it for more money.
But now the thing is...
There would be a point that I would do it. But not if it's being filmed. Like, I wouldn't do it so people could watch it.
On YouTube.
You know what I mean? Right, like, it would have to be... you know what I mean? Like, people could say that they saw it all they want, but whatever. No one else can watch it ever again. Like, I wouldn't do it on, like those Brokeback Mountain, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Heath Ledger. Like, hell no. Hell no.
Let's clarify this a bit. Germ, tell us the parameters. Are there cameras involved? How long does the kiss have to be? And is there a guarantee on the table that there will be no other acts for the rest of your life? To get this money.
Guaranteed no other acts. It's a 30-second French kiss.
30 seconds? Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Don't fuck for that long.
Okay, so, come on.
Oh, man. That was a funny one.
His fucking face. All right, Germ, come on.
All right.
30-second long man kiss with a guarantee of no other fucking, no other activities, but are there cameras? Is there an audience? Will this ever be spoken of? What are the parameters?
Is there a record? Like does that go on your resume from that point forward?
You have to put it on your job experience.
The only record will be on your conscience.
Oh, okay.
Only record is on my conscience. I'll tell you what, I might be persuaded for $50,000. I would definitely push for more first. But yeah, I'd
not 30 seconds,
now.
Dude. Not 30 seconds, man.
30 seconds is a little crazy.
Let me ask you this. This is just an off-the-record question to Mike. You know, is there a particular dollar amount that will make you pretty much do anything?
No.
Okay. So there.
No.
They, okay.
No. 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 Okay.
So you wouldn't have, let's this is fucking gay as it can get.
No one would blow me. I wouldn't blow anyone. We wouldn't be fucking each other. No kind of fucking man-on-man sex.
Even for $1 billion.
Not for a gazillion trillion dollars. No.
Nothing. Okay. Can't do it. Dude.
Nothing.
Because your conscience is the fucking most valuable thing.
It's not just you got to sleep with. I guess maybe it is conscience, but like you have to live with yourself at the end of the day, and it's all like whatever. I'm willing to do some low shit for money. I just sat here and admitted that I would French kiss a dude for the right price. You know what I mean? But that's not something you can recover from ever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. You can't recover from that, dude. Like sitting there and getting getting plowed by another man.
It's on your conscience. No, let me say something, Germ. It's on your conscience. You're never going to be able to get that image out of your fucking face. You're never going to be able to forget that event.
You just can't live after that.
No. Yeah, the money's worthless because you wouldn't want to live your life. I mean, unless you're already a gay dude. That's the only way it could happen.
I would kill myself. I would set all the money on fire and lay down in the middle of it and just die in it. There's just not a fucking point. It doesn't help me, the money.
It's fucking gross. Oh, my God. Germ, you would. What's your price?
No, are you out of your fucking gourd? Never.
$1 million is on your desk right now.
No way. I wanted to bring it down a notch for Mike and just tell me what his opinion of this. A guy wears a rubber latex glove and jerks you off. Would you allow that?
What?
Would you allow that?
Where do you come up with that shit?
I'm just trying to figure out where his threshold is at.
I mean, I'll tell you what, we're trying to figure out my threshold. He can jerk me off, you know what I mean? But, like, he's going to be really disappointed. Like, it's not so... thing, when you're talking about man-on-man action like that, you know what I mean? He's just going to be tugging on my flaccid penis.
But he's going to be doing it forever.
He can do it for 4 hours. Give me $1 million, sure. So if we're figuring out where my threshold is, we haven't reached it yet.
But the whole thing is that you have to be.
That's all he wants for that amount of money. Sure.
The whole thing is that you're being jerked off with the rubber glove that's attached to a guy.
Sure.
So
whatever.
It shouldn't happen. That's the thing. Yeah, exactly.
I really don't care.
Germ, you would do that for fucking $3. You told me in the PM. $3,
you
you're in.
Never in a fucking million years would I ever do that. Sick fuck.
Oh, my God. Germ, do you have anything else? Do you have another one for us?
I think that's pretty much everything.
You have to have something else.
All right. Let me dig one up here real quick.
I mean, you already came right out with that fucking rubber glove shit. You don't have another dilemma. You don't have a, and is it gay?
I do. Give me a couple seconds here.
What is it?
Okay, here's this one.
This will be the last thing. What is it, Germ?
What is what? The question?
What are you doing?
Nothing. Why? I'm looking for a question.
I'm looking for what fucking music to play. Jesus, read into it.
Oh, shut the fuck.
For fuck's
give me
sake.
A fucking chance, you fuck. Give me a second here. I'm thinking. It's probably gonna be an is it gay? That's the first thing. And let me get to my questions here. Hold on a second. Let me think of a good last one.
I'll wait.
Yeah, just hold on.
Is it gay?
Very last one of the night, the Is It Gays. That's what it is. It's the Is It Gays with Germ Freak. Let him tell you, or at least propose the prospect that something you may engage in is gay. Continue.
Is it gay for a guy to be aroused when watching a man being dressed as a woman?
Yes!
Absolutely. Has this ever happened to you?
That one.
Has that ever happened to you, Germ?
No, but that was a good one.
You've never been duped? You've never been fooled?
Oh, what are you fucking crazy?
But you know what? I'll give the question some credibility right now. There are some really convincing ones out there, and you'll see them walking around on the street. And for a second, you'll be like, oh, that's a chick. Check out those tits. But, like, as a question, no. Like, if you're watching a man who's obviously... Hell no. Of course that's gay.
Even if it was John Leguizamo?
What?
Listen, I don't fuck John Leguizamo. I laugh at his jokes. There's a big difference.
All right. This is the last one, okay? This is the last. Is it gay?
Okay, last one.
Is it gay to pee on stuff in front of other guys? For example, peeing against cars or buildings or in the snow in front of other guys, is that gay?
I mean, are they looking at your dick while you're doing it?
Whatever. I don't know if they're looking at your fucking dick.
What I'm saying is your back to them? Or are you doing this? Hey, guys, in front of me, look at me piss on this glass window.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
So that gay?
You're showing them your dick as it pisses.
You're inviting them to watch you pee on things. You know, writing your name in the snow with your urine or whatever.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Germ, why don't you give your opinion first?
First of all, I think it's not only gay, but it's inhumane and repulsive.
Inhumane?
It's just uncalled for.
It's on the level with torturing dogs, apparently. Yes. Pristine, what do you think about this? Pissing in front of your friends.
I don't think it's gay. And considering a lot of the people I associate with, you know, they do a lot of shit. I don't think it's gay. But I do think it's just corny, man. Like, do you need to get a laugh that badly? Like, can't you figure out some other way? Whatever. I know people do shit like that. Whatever. I know, God. I'm not saying they're all corny. People do. I don't think it's gay at all. I just think, dude, just say something funny. What's the point?
Hey, guys,
look at my dick! Look where I'm putting it! Yeah!
Yeah, piss on this Buick!
Yeah, it's not hard or anything, but still, look at it! Eh? Isn't this a laugh? Aren't you guys entertained?
Check it out!
Me, please! Please value me! Someone tell me I'm worth something! No, you're not!
It's like, oh, I just wrote penis in the sand! Look at this! I wrote my name!
Those people are so out of things, they haven't figured out anything else to do. They're so out of ideas that they're like, I don't know. I'm just going to rub my cock on something.
Yeah.
And maybe my friends will love me.
It's the kid that would eat anything at lunch.
I think it's kind of corny.
Yeah, it's the kid that eats anything in lunch just, you know, for the laugh.
Exactly.
He's got nothing else. You'll eat a nickel and chocolate milk.
No one's spoken to him in the last 5 years he was in school, but all of a sudden he's like, you know what? I'm going to get somebody's attention, whether they like it or not, whether or not they're gay. And, yeah, it's stupid.
I completely agree. That concludes Is It Gay? Thank you very much, Germ Freak, for letting us know and at least making us aware of the fringe activities that could be construed as something that a gay man might pull off. I appreciate the knowledge, Jerm. Appreciate the knowledge.
Thank you.
Pristine, thank you for being a part of the show. I mean,
thank you very much, Mike.
Unfortunately, we have to end, but
thank you for having me. I know that sounds fake and corny, and it probably is, but I mean it anyway. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Mike. You're the best, man.
Not in a gay way.
Now,
is it gay for a guy to tell somebody he's the best?
No.
Okay, cool.
Don't even fucking try that.
All right, Mike. Yeah. You'll have a good night.
All right. Thank you very much, Pristine. Pristine Sneakers. Go to youtube.com/Pristine Sneakers. It's very good. Very, very nice.
That's gay.
Oh, fuck off. You know what, Pristine?
When you plug another man's YouTube or MeTube or iTube or anything tube, it can be perceived as gay. I'll say this.
It's
much,
just a fucking website!
It is just a website. And you know what? And it is a little gay to do that, but you know
it's
what?
It's a tube. I'm going to put my videos on a tube.
You got my number and your caller ID. And just if you want to talk sometime, you know, if there's anything you want to get off your chest or the tip of your penis or anything, you give me a call, okay?
Yeah. Or maybe we meet and you can sniff me and tell me I smell delicious. Thank you very much, Pristine. I'm going to go piss on a Buick after the show.
Please.
See ya. Germ, I think we had a pretty decent show.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was swell. I think it was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at the time. Jesus. Oh, my God. Speaking of Dominic Monaco, myspace.com/Dominic Monaco. He wants to plug an acoustic show March 26th, 7 to 9 p.m. featuring Mark Rizzo at Fat Baby. Go to fatbabynyc.com. It's 212-533-1888. That's 212-533-1888. If you're downloading this after that date and you feel regretful, hit Dominic Monaco on MySpace and complain. Thank you very much. Germ, do you have any advice for people?
Have a good night.
Thank you. It's DJ New Style Show. Go to hearustalk.com. Oh. Did you have something?
You forgot to mention that you were mentioned somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, too late now. You know what? Is it too late, you think it is?
I don't know. I just popped into
well,
my head.
Well, I'm going to give special thanks to Ron and Fez, Barb, Casey, Solera, Happy Typing Girl, Irish Hockey. Everybody who sent in kind words about this here internet radio show. So that we could even be listed as some of the shows being considered for the next Night of 100 podcast. That really means a lot. Is that gay, Germ?
Not gay.
That's true. Thank you very much. HearUsTalk.com.
Bitches. Wollt ihr in Haut und Haaren untergehen? Ihr wollt doch auch den Dolch ins Nacken stecken. Ihr wollt doch auch das Blut von Degen lecken. Rammstein. Rammstein.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.